Her name was Asta, and she died when she was only 22 years old. Her symptoms suggested she suffered from an aggressive form of cancer, but my mother always believed her older sister died from a broken heart. In 1940, during the early years of World War II, when my grandparents debated whether they should try to escape from Estonia, Asta was adamant. She would never leave without her fiancé, Bruno. 2 years later, they would both be dead. As World War II was coming to an end in 1944, Mom and her family managed to escape a day before the Soviets occupied Estonia for the next 5 decades. They left behind the life they once lived and the country they loved, but never let go of their memories of Asta, the idealistic young woman whose dreams for the future died when her fiancé was executed by the Germans. I was 5 years old when I first noticed Asta's black and white photograph hanging in my grandmother's front hall. It was 1955, and by that time, World War II had been over for more than 10 years. Puzzled to discover there could be anyone among the constellation of family photos I did not recognize, I asked my mother who she was. In response, my grandmother, who was standing nearby, covered her face with both hands and started to sob, while my mother whisked me away and told me not to ask so many questions. I was too young to understand what I had done or why my grandmother had become upset, but I learned that day that my family had painful secrets from the past, secrets that no one wanted to discuss. It was 5 years later when, at the age of 10, I first learned Asta's name. On a summer afternoon, while my grandparents were visiting, I tried out a rope swing, hit a tree, and suffered a concussion. Worried that I might be seriously injured, my grandfather, who was a physician, sat by my bedside to watch for any changes in my condition. As he sat in my darkened bedroom, he became lost in his thoughts and, forgetting where he was, called out "Asta" in an agonizing sob. Awakened by his cry, I watched as he got up from his chair and quickly shuffled out of my bedroom. When my mother came to see how I was doing, I asked, "What does the word Asta mean?"
"Why are you asking me this?"
"I heard Grandpop call out that word. What does it mean?"
Mom sighed and said, "Asta was my sister."
"You have a sister? How come you never told me?"
As she turned to leave the room, Mom said over her shoulder, "She died. Don't ask me about this."
On that lazy summer day when my grandfather sat by my bedside and called out Asta's name, nearly 20 years had gone by since his firstborn child had died. Yet while he watched over me, he must have been transported back to a time when he knew that his daughter's health was steadily declining. He would also have been aware there was nothing he could do to keep her alive. Despite the decades of time that had passed by, the grief he experienced never seemed to have diminished. My grandmother also held on to the memory of her oldest daughter. Although I never heard her talk about Asta, I later discovered that she compiled a pocket photo album in which she preserved pictures from her daughter's life. Starting with joyful scenes of Asta as a smiling infant, the album pages showed her to be a bubbly toddler who grew into an inquisitive tomboy and later a svelte teenager. Asta's gravesite filled the last photo frame, a final statement that punctuated her short life. How often did my grandmother scan through the album, I wondered, particularly during the many years when she was unable to visit Asta's grave? Like my grandmother, my mother never voluntarily talked about Asta. If I asked a question about her sister, Mom's answers were often abrupt and sometimes angry. Whenever she did mention her sister, the scattered stories my mother told provided only a partial picture of the person Asta once was. Even though Mom told me little about Asta's life, I discovered that my mother, like my grandmother, preserved memorabilia that she considered too precious to discard. Among the fancy jewelry she kept in a box on her dressing table, Mom saved Asta's engagement ring, and I later found Asta's diary, nestled among the important family records my mother saved in a drawer next to her bed.